going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And that is our signal to head out west to Hackberry Rod and Gun and talk to Captain Kirk Stansel, get a fishing report to help you find them and catch them. Hey, Captain Kirk, what kind of week you guys had this week?
Wet. Very wet.
Yeah, I saw that. Oh, it kind of broke up before it got to the eastern part of the state, but you guys got the full brunt of it.
Oh, we caught a lot of rain this week, Don. In fact, we're going to have for a while. It's just, for the last 2 weeks, we've had, probably 10 to 12 inches up and down the watershed. So we're going to be dealing with fresh water for a while. And, that affects the live bait. That affects the water, clarity, the conditions. And it's going to be tough for a little while, especially with the forecast with all the wind.
Right. So what's the best way to deal with that? Do you just head further down south and hope for some saltier water?
No, not really. I mean, either fish gulp or fish with bait and try to catch redfish. You'll catch some trout. You're going to catch a few trout, but this time I'm working birds or fishing the reefs out in the open water, and you need that clear water, and it's just. It's going to be tough. We're going to have a tough go here for the next couple of weeks, I believe. Unless, if it gets real calm, that water, it'll still be dark, that fresh water color. But, the fish will kind of spool up a little bit if it gets really calm and you have some good bait around. But it's going to be a grind for the next couple of weeks, I'm afraid.
Well, it's always good backup. If you find trout, fine. But if not, then maybe concentrate on some of the bottom feeders and throw, like you say, some gulp or some live or dead bait and concentrate on the redfish, the black drum, sheephead, and maybe a flounder or two.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Because trout fish are going to be tough. It's just been a rough spring for us this year. And, we had good salty water, but we had all that wind and low tides, and then as tides come back, it's starting to straighten out, and then we get all this rain. So it just keeps rolling in the wrong direction for us.
On your redfish, are you finding like a lot of other areas that seem to be toughest to catch those ones in the slot, but underneath and over the ones that are really plentiful?
Certain areas, yeah. We catch a lot of over the slot redfish. We've been catching a lot of those. If you get back in the marshes, which we have been able to here lately because the tides have come up, you find your slot reds. But like fishing around the weirs or the passes or the jetties, it's mostly oversized reds.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that closure for the flounder that we had? Do you think that helped? Are you seeing more flounder than in the past? Some of the other areas where they get heavily fished commercially, they say they are. I was thinking about you guys over on your end.
I haven't seen much change in the flounder. It's pretty much the same, even with that closure. Of course, they close it in the fall when they're making their fall run to go out. And, you know, the fish are really concentrated there, and you catch a lot more. But, you know, I don't see any difference. We're still catching the same amount that we were, you know, outside the closure season.
Kirk, I had a question. Somebody wanted to know about some good kayak launching spots over there. And I'm sure, like everywhere else, you guys over the last several years have seen a real resurgence of people getting into the kayaks. It's very, very popular. What are some of the spots where people can put in kayaks over there and be within pretty close proximity to some good fishing?
I guess the best spot would be what they call the Nature Trail in Sabine Refuge, which access the West Cove. That's and then there's a lot of marshes right around there too, where they can get back in the marsh if it's too windy to get out in West Cove. But that would be the best spot. Abear's Landing. I don't know if they've really reconstructed everything since the hurricane, but you know, that's right there on the lake. Other than that, most of your places are Spicer Hughes Marina is a good spot. You got the marsh and a lot of marsh around it, so there's a lot of good spots to launch.
And Kirk, what do you think would be the best case scenario to turn around the freshwater? I guess a drought, huh? We don't want what we had last year.
We need it to stop raining. You know, I guess, you know, a good flush would help. Or actually, you know, what I find when you get these, say if a front comes through and it drops the tide out real low, you know, it flushes a lot of this freshwater out. But, you know, there's so much coming down that whenever the tide comes back, all the fresh water just backs into the lakes. So what I think we need is just some really big tides to hang in there for a while.
Yeah.
To help mix some of that salt water in there.
Well, let's hopefully we get them. Kirk, a very popular area down there. If people from either the west side in Texas want to come visit you, or people on the east side or come down from the north, tell them all the different ways they can find you.
Call us toll-free. It's 888-762-3391. And our website's HackberryRodAndGun. You spell out and.com. You know, you go to our webcam and, you know, and see what we're catching. You know, when the guides come in and dump their fish to take pictures, you can see what we're catching.
Pictures don't lie.
That's right.
And we also got you on my website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can always go there and catch a link to your great site. Kirk, thanks for the report. Hopefully things change a little around a little bit. We get a little bit better water conditions in there, and the wind quits blowing, and the fish keep biting.
Oh, I know it. We've been through it before. We'll get through it, and they'll turn around and get going.
That's for sure. Thanks again, Kirk. We'll see you next
time.
There he goes, Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.